day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 19th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Wulfstan. Remember back to when you studied English history. Do you recall the all-important year of 1066, when William the Conqueror and the French-speaking Normans took over Britain? Most of the English bishops at that time resisted the Norman conquest, including Wulfstan, the Bishop of Worcester. But after the battles were over, Wulfstan pledged his allegiance to William. As a result, he was allowed to retain his see and continue to lead his flock. Many people liked Wulfstan and admired him for his dedication to his work and his simplicity of life, a carryover from his days as a monk. But being allowed to retain his see was not the same as being accepted by the Normans. Though they respected his counsel and were happy enough to make use of his knowledge of the English people, they often mocked him for what they saw as his poor education and the fact that he couldn't speak French. As his brother bishops died or were deposed, William's choice for Archbishop of Canterbury, the Norman Lanfranc, chose his own fellow Normans to replace them. When Wulfstan himself finally died in 1095, he was the last remaining English-born bishop. But I do not want to honor Wulfstan today for his collaboration with the conquering Normans. Quite to the contrary, I want to honor Wulfstan for making some hard decisions about what he had to do to preserve the spiritual lives of his people, and for standing as a witness in the court of William for the value of the Anglo-Saxon culture. Colonialism is a terrible thing to visit on a people, and I'm afraid that the Anglican Church has participated in more than its share. Sadly, we hadn't learned the lesson that Wulfstan had to teach us until recently. These days, though it is more or less difficult from our perspective, the provinces of the Anglican Communion are justly presided over by bishops from that place. And it's not only in faraway places that the value of the old ways is recognized. A continuing interest in Celtic and Anglo-Saxon spirituality among Anglicans shows that the conversion to Anglo-Norman religion wasn't as complete as William and his descendants thought. In a world that can be very critical of our Christian practices and commitments, it is ever more crucial to remember the witness of Wulfstan, who did not hide from reality, but protected the ways of his people and his religion with great faith and courage. Let us pray. Almighty God, your only begotten Son, led captivity captive, and gave gifts to your people. Multiply among us faithful pastors, who, like your holy Bishop Wulfstan, will give courage to those who are oppressed and held in bondage. And bring us all, we pray, into the true freedom of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Fabian. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.